Hi, I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. On today's show, it's a condition that has split the medical community for years, with many saying the problem is psychosomatic, all in the mind. But today, most doctors recognize fibromyalgia as a true medical syndrome. What is it? And why is it controversial? We'll talk to a Harvard professor about the current thinking on and treatment of this debilitating condition.
But first, after raising kids in the family home and living there for decades, it's hard for aging adults to consider a life anywhere else. Typically, the decision to sell and move out is prompted by either catastrophe or choice. When debilitating illness or a terminal condition requires advanced care, options are limited. But for the senior who moves by choice, that next step can provide a wider variety of living options. When should we be making that decision? And what should we look for when we plan for that next phase of our lives?
Joining us to navigate the various senior living options available and explain how they differ is Barbara Dopera Daly, a social gerontologist and elder life advocate in Syracuse, New York. Barbara holds an MS in gerontology and public policy and consults with organizations, individuals, and their families on issues related to care and aging. Welcome to Take Care, Barbara. Thanks for joining the discussion.
Thank you for having me, Linda and Lorraine.
When is the ideal time to be thinking about making this big move in one's life?
Well, interestingly, it's not always a chronological age that's a determining factor. So it's important to sort of ask yourselves several questions. And it's kind of a list, but here are some of them. Are you falling more, or are you falling at all? Do you feel anxious or lonely? Note if you're forgetting. Have you forgotten to eat, left the stove on, left your appointment book and phone, which we all do, forgotten to take your medication? Are you repeating yourself? How's your driving? And what's your financial situation? And are you living in a small part of your space? And what I mean by that is, are you afraid to go upstairs? So you're just not going upstairs at all. You're just staying downstairs. Some more important questions are, do you have a medical condition that's worsening? Can your home be actually modified to accommodate you? And how close in proximity are your support systems? Also, are you socially active and engaged to the level that you wish to be? And I think it's important, although we don't have a crystal ball, to kind of do the what-if game. And that means take note from what your friends are going through and the people around you and ask yourself, what if I can't drive? What if I take a fall? What if I need help? What if I have an emergency? But again, you'll note that I really didn't list age as a reason to start thinking about senior housing, because chronological age alone is not a deciding factor. There's such a huge variety between octogenarians. Some are in fact in long-term care facilities, nursing homes, and others are climbing mountains. So I think that's a good starting point. And then also make sure you involve your family and friends and ask them these same questions you're asking yourself about you.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you, because these are questions that you could ask yourself. But, you know, we all kind of kid ourselves about how capable or able we are at any point in our lives.
Yeah.
So it would seem that
it's hard to see sometimes.
Right.
It's hard to know.
So it would seem that family members might be the ones observing that you are forgetting or repeating yourself.
Exactly.
Or they notice the habit that, you're sleeping a lot in the recliner instead of going upstairs to the bedroom. What's going
right
on there?
Right. And keep in mind that, you know, you don't need to be ashamed or embarrassed if you do find you need some help. But asking your family and friends, or if you need to or wish to, you can involve a professional geriatric care manager who can help you make an impartial assessment. But at the foundation of all of this is just keeping in mind that it's our own well-being and healthy aging and independence that are often at stake.
Those are some great questions that you posed, and we're just going to fast forward
to a point where a decision has been made that moving really might be the best option, made by the person who has to move and the family members that are nearby and helping to make those decisions. What are some of the options? I know it varies depending on, as you said before, there's a great spread of one's capabilities and where you are in your health. But I'd like to identify the types of housing options that are available, keeping in mind that each person has their own independent needs. So why don't we talk just very briefly about, let's say you are able to live independently and don't need an assisted care facility. Just give us an overview of what's available and what options people should consider.
Sure. Well, let me clarify. There's two major types of senior housing. So the first one is what we all often think of when we age or people age, that myth that everyone goes to a nursing home. And a nursing home is a skilled nursing facility that provides 24-hour care, supervision, for those who can't live independently for a variety of reasons. Then we go to assisted living, and assisted living is a general term that's used to describe a residence for seniors where assistance is provided as needed. And I emphasize the as needed because not everyone needs help with the same things. And so basically, you know, there are support services available that are under the activities of daily living. So it's meals, bathing, housekeeping, medications, those types of things. Now, in New York, we have three models of assisted living, and it does get very confusing, which I'll explain that in a second. But basically, these three models are licensed as adult care facilities, and just depending on the type of license, they might be referred to as adult homes or enriched housing programs. But the three models are assisted living residence, enriched housing, and adult homes. All provide substantially similar services, all help with the ADLs, all are licensed, and it just depends on the licensure as far as the name. And so that's why it's so critically important to go visit. I really recommend that you go visit and look at the different types of housing within the models of assisted living to figure out what works for you. And I call this part of the it's a critical part of the planning process, and I call it the Aging Well self-plan, because I think it's very, very important to go and figure out what you like, what you don't like, what works for you, what aspects of a layout, condition, distances, before you actually need the housing.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
We're talking to Barbara Dopera-Daley. She's a social gerontologist and elder life advocate in Syracuse, New York. We're talking about when the time comes and you've made the decision to move out of your home because you need additional care getting through the day. And Barbara, you were just giving us the options that are available. When somebody is considering where they may want to reside next, is I guess the ideal thing would be to do it when you're well enough to visit a few of these places so that you know, can make a choice if a choice is available. Another consideration, though, might be that you may want to move closer to where your children are. I would imagine you first have to decide where you're going to be and what that community offers you.
Exactly. And that's part of evaluating you know, your support system, you know, the proximity of your support system. And I had a client who lived here locally and in the Syracuse area and moved closer to her daughter. So it is important to figure out where your supports are and where you'd like to live. And I think, as you said, definitely before you need it, because the more you know about yourself and what you like, and you write that down, because then others will be able to refer to your notes before needed, the better you'll get what you want and the more options you will have in terms of housing. So that's the planning part.
Speaking of those options, you know that as you age, you're probably going to decline over time. So you're not only looking for immediate housing, but you're looking for housing that may be connected to additional services that you don't need right now, but it's good to be in that pipeline. Is that something that seniors are doing more and more of?
Well, those are often called continuing care retirement communities, the technical term for that. And that's providing a continuum of care at different levels. Often these facilities can involve an entry fee. So I think people do have the idea of looking for facilities that offer a broad range of services within the same campus. That has benefits because you don't have to change necessarily locations, physical locations, but you are, sometimes you do have to actually move from one, you know, apartment or room to another. It has really good benefits if it's a similar campus, just because if spouses have different needs, they don't have to be in different communities or in, you know, in places where they can't see each other.
But not every community has this type of facility.
So, no.
So how does somebody put together a plan which has several steps along the way?
Well, that's one of the difficulties in aging care. For example, if you go in assisted living, there's certain requirements. And it's also important to really ask what happens when you run out of money. Some people can live in an assisted living type place for their whole lives and not have to move. Services can be brought in to the point where they can stay and age in place.
You mentioned running out of money. When we plan for the next phase of our lives, we have to plan not necessarily for months or years, but possibly decades. And what is, I understand that the range of prices associated with different living options depends on the level of care that one needs. But what is this range of prices that we might encounter, depending on, I can live completely independently, I don't even need a meal once a day, too, I need skilled nursing care?
I guess I don't have an exact number, but some nursing homes are up to $10,000 a month. There's a huge variety of cost depending on where you live. Not only the services you have, but where you live, and if you have any, you know, long-term care insurance. So, yes, it's difficult to plan and to actually have enough money, depending on how long you live.
And that's the uncertainty of the future.
Yes, and we don't have a crystal ball, but you just have to do the best you can, considering a lot of unknowns.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, this is a good discussion to have, and I think it's worthwhile, especially the questions you asked at the beginning, that we're honest with ourselves and really ask ourselves those questions now when we are able, right?
And we can post those very questions on our website.
And, you know, a lot of how much money you have and how long it lasts, et cetera, depends on support services. For example, I have a 100-year-old great aunt who is living with her daughter. And that's working out fine. And so it is hard to plan, and it does depend on your personal, individual situation.
Thank you so much for your insight. Barbara Dopera-Daly is a social gerontologist and elder life advocate in Syracuse, New York. For more information on senior living options, the questions to ask when it's time to consider a move, and Barbara Dopera-Daly, visit the Take Care webpage at wrvo.org. And if you've missed a past interview or you'd like to hear one again, podcasts of our show are also available at our website and on iTunes.
Coming up, you've got pain in your muscles and joints and extreme fatigue, but there's no apparent cause. Is it all in your head or is it fibromyalgia? We find out from a Harvard medical professor next. You're listening to Take Care on WRVO Public Media.